Well, things can change quite quickly. Just last Thursday, the Aussie market was sitting at its best levels ever. We enjoyed three straight weeks of gains and a solid start to the new year. But now the Aussie market has had two disappointing sessions. Yesterday was the worst day in 6 months for the Australian share market, with the ASX 200 down 2.25%. And today the Aussie market is down by an additional 1.8%, or around 120 points. Mind you, we have bounced off the lows of the session. We were down as much as 2.55% at one stage this morning, but we have recovered from those levels somewhat. The coronavirus, one of the main reasons for the losses that we're seeing today and yesterday, just the potential economic impact of the illness, the risk of this turning into a pandemic where the illness spreads outside of China to other countries and other continents as well. So in recent days, there have been worries about South Korea and clusters of infection there, but also in Europe, Italy in particular, and in the Middle East, in Iran at the moment. So the obvious impacts, of course, on a number of different areas of the market include just the flow of people, tourism, the flow of products, supply chains, trade, and demand for certain commodities as well. So if we look at how our market's responding to this today, we had at one stage this morning 98% of all stocks on the ASX 200 in negative territory, even gold miners, which are generally considered to be defensive. We've seen things improving a bit from those lows though, with about 90% of stocks now in negative territory. The improvers, we've got about 20 of them on the ASX 200, are not overly impressive though. Companies like BlueScope Steel and also oMedia, both are up strongly, but they fell heavily yesterday after releasing some profit results. Resource stocks stocks generally under pressure, BHP, Rio, South 32, Fortescue, all down in the order of 1 to about 2.5%. Travel-related stocks are continuing their decline. Just the risk of further travel restrictions, flight cancellations, a more cautious tourist potentially, and of course we're only 5 months out now too from the Tokyo Olympics. These are all things keeping markets on edge. So Qantas is down 3%. We've got Webjet down 5. It's dropped about 14 in over the course of just two sessions as well. And most of the big retail names are also doing quite poorly. The big banks, now they're making a bit of a difference. They were down by about 2.5-3% at one stage. So that was one of the reasons why the market was doing so poorly. They've come off their lows and they're down in the order of 1-1.5%. So that is making a difference for the ASX 200. Plenty of profit results today. Obviously a challenging session to release your numbers, but most of the big names are under pressure today, from Estia Health to Oil Search, Blackmores, Cube and Caltex. One of the exceptions is Illumina, which is managing to buck the trend at the moment. This is despite a big decline in its profits, but that was mainly due to the fact that Illumina prices have dropped about 25% over the year. Plenty of stocks, ex-div from Breville to Challenger, Domino's, Santos and the Star Entertainment Group, they're all down. And the Aussie dollar finally still near the lowest level since about March 2009 at around 66 US cents.